afraid of things. When we think about the climate disaster unfolding, and we need to have courage so that we can act with resolution to prevent the climate warming up, and in places like Kabul. And Paul is writing this letter from prison, and he is in chains, as he writes in several times, and it looks like he's chained to the wall in a cell near a Roman soldier who is guarding him. And so he's looking at the Roman soldier, and he's thinking about his writing his letter, and he's examining the soldier's clothing and armor and kit, and he's developing his words about taking courage and standing up against the darkness as he watches this Roman soldier beside him. And so he connects up all the different bits of the soldier's kit and armor with what God has given us to help us to be brave and courageous and to continue to stand up for God and for Jesus and for what is right. So you know, if you join the army, you don't have to provide your own kit. It is issued to you from the quartermaster's stores, or whatever the equivalent of that is these days. And so you dress yourself for battle in what is provided for you by the army. And in the same way, you may think, well, you've got no courage, you've got no strength, you're feeling wobbly and anxious. And the point of Paul's writing here is that God has provided you with all the kit you need to stand firm and be courageous alongside all of the rest of us, and to stand up for Jesus wherever we live and go. And most of the armor on this Roman centurion that Paul is looking at is actually defensive. The only aggressive bit of kit is his sword, which is the word of God, which he's to use in talking about the faith. So the first bit is the belt, and the belt is what you tie up your clothing with. In the old days, people wore long, loose robes, so if you wanted to be able to run and dash about and be flexible, you needed to tie up your loose robes, and that was what the belt was for. So the phrase "gird up your loins," which may be familiar to you, is equivalent to girls at school tucking up their kit in their knickers so they can play netball or something. Did you ever do that?
Yes.
So that the belt is something that girds you together so that you're ready for action. And then there's your breastplate, which is to keep you safe from attack from the front. Your shoes, which enable you to move, and Roman sandals, of course, are famous. The shield, which is another defensive weapon, and then the helmet on your head. And he says each of these bits of kit remind us of what Jesus has done for us. The belt reminds us of truth, so we gird ourselves with the truth, and Jesus says he is the truth, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The breastplate is our standing before God and righteousness. It's our sense of being forgiven and loved and accepted just the way we are, so it makes us feel safe and to know that God is on our side. The shoes are the picture of putting on shoes to go to other people and to share with them God's love and God's good news. The shield of faith helps us to ward off the darts of the devil as he tempts us and tries to get through our defences. And the helmet of salvation is what helps you to know in your head that you are safe and saved and loved by God. So the picture here is of God providing us with everything we need to be courageous followers and disciples of Jesus. So I'd just like you to reflect on the things that have been making you anxious over the last days and months of lockdown, and how perhaps fear and anxiety has become a dominant feeling for you. We're all different, aren't we, about how we evaluate risk and feel that we better not do things, or yes, we can come out, and you're here this morning and you've taken a small risk, but actually it's worth it, isn't it, to get back in touch with one another. And God wants us to feel really safe inside with all his armour on. And when he says, I keep on losing the page, be strong in the Lord, it's not like buck up, pull yourself together, girl. It's much more like find your strength in God. Because God is the provider of the strength and the courage and resilience that we all need. So I think the message of Paul in this passage is God has got everything you need for you to live a full and active Christian life, standing up for the light, confronting the darkness, not being overwhelmed by the sense of everything's going to pot or the church is crumbling. All of that may be partly true, but the big picture is Jesus is risen from the dead. He is with us. He has died on the cross to defeat the powers of evil and darkness. And in him, we can face whatever is thrown in our faces. So this is a message from somebody in prison, somebody who has suffered enormously for his faith. And he's saying, don't give up. We've got a wonderful message that people need to hear. Pray for me that I may be able to share my faith with anybody I meet, and pray for yourself and for one another that all of us can say something from God about his life and love and strength for whoever you bump into this week. So are you up for this? Let's have this fresh sense of God is giving us the strength to live his life in us day by day. Amen.